This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move along in the Psalter, picking up with Psalms 104 and 105. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. Make known his deeds. Touch not my anointed. Israel came into Egypt and Moses, his servant. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
This is the day which the Lord has made. From the rising of the sun to its setting. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
The name of the Lord is to be praised. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our reading comes from the book of Titus, chapter 3. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly, through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that, being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. This is the word of the Lord.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, thou hast been in the house, and the days of your word are with us.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, thou hast been in the house, and the days of your word are with us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You shall have no other gods.
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife.
The Small Catechism, page 325. Holy Baptism, parts 2 and 3. What benefits does baptism give?
It works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare.
Which are these words and promises of God?
Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
How can water do such great things?
Certainly not just water, but the Word of God in the individual water does these things, along with the faith which trusts this Word of God in the water. For without God's Word,
brothers and sisters in Christ. Many came and are coming to the United States to find a new life. The founding generation of the Missouri Synod fled the old country and came to find a place where they could live as confessional Lutherans. Others came to find political freedom. Many came to find a better material life, a life that is not weighed down by grinding poverty. Others fled persecution and insecurity. When they came from Europe, they looked to the new world to find a new life. But you don't have to be an immigrant to look for a new life. You just have to be burdened by the life you are in, trying to escape what lies heavily on you. And so you wonder, can you start again? Well, there are many who will tell you, of course you can. You can reinvent yourself. You just have to dare. You have to have the courage to reinvent yourself. Just do an internet search, and you will get the 10 steps, or 4 ways, or 5 principles of reinventing yourself. Restart your life. Make a new beginning. Now, that stuff is not completely useless, because it's true, you can make changes in your life. But a completely new start, reinventing yourself, starting from scratch, that's hardly possible. And all these advices tell you to analyze your situation, learn from it, set reachable goals, maybe find a mentor or a group that supports you. Sounds good. But what about the things you can't change and goals that are not reachable? What about the big issues? What about the things in your past where you failed, where you have become guilty? What about a bondage you cannot escape? And what about that final doom, death? Well, the cheery advice for reinventing denies a bondage you cannot escape, and it tells you, just ignore the past. Forget about it. It just weighs you down. And, of course, also, ignore death. So that's not a new start. That's not really facing the realities of life. And when you look at that, you realize, no, you can't really reinvent yourself. You can make changes to your life, yes, but start anew, you can't. Because wherever you start anew, you will bring yourself with you. Whatever the new start is, it's still the old you. The old you that is there with this start. And of course, you might try to ignore the past. You might ignore the sin of the past, the guilt. But ignoring doesn't make it go away. It sticks to you. So, a new start? Yes. But not because of five principles, four ways to do it, and 10 easy steps. But rather, when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us. You cannot make a new beginning yourself, but God can. God gave you a new beginning. Baptism, as the washing of regeneration and rebirth, is truly the start of a completely new life. In baptism, there are not only minor changes, some improvements that then in a rather grandiose manner is called reinventing yourself. No, here in baptism is the truly much needed new beginning. And it's a new beginning not just because you are not quite satisfied with your career, or you want to move to a different part of the country, or maybe the relationship you're in has troubles. No, no, no. Why do you need a new beginning? For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. That's what St. Paul says just before our reading. Does that sound a little extreme to you? That this is the life before baptism, the life of the unbeliever? Is it too drastic? Well, remember what God's law demands. Love of God and love of your neighbor. And what is the life of sin but hate for God and hate for your neighbor? That is the botched past that sticks to all men. But God did not let you in your sin. And He didn't wait till you finally get your act together and make these works of righteousness change yourself, because that would never happen. Rather, out of His mercy, He saved you. He's a God who is kind, He's good and a loving kindness. Literally, He's a lover of men. Baptism is where the goodness and loving kindness of God comes to you. Because as we heard and recited, this baptism works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. So a new start is given to you in baptism, and first mentioned is forgiveness of sins. Your sins are forgiven. Your past no longer sticks to you. But baptism is not only for the sins of the past. It gives forgiveness of sins, past, present, and future. The power of baptism to forgive sins is not restricted to what happened. No, all your sins are truly forgiven. And so it's not only a once new start, it's a daily new start. And you are rescued from death. Death is the punishment for sin. And so those who are forgiven are also saved from death. For even though you will suffer physical death, That's not the end of it, because Christ will rise you from the dead. Death, dead. Baptism gives that life of which Jesus speaks. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. That's what you get in baptism. And baptism rescues you from the devil. The devil who was your master when you were a sinner, when you were in rebellion to God, when you were a slave to sin. Baptism gives you eternal salvation. That is, it rescues you from the condemnation in the final judgment, and baptism makes you an heir to God's eternal kingdom. How can baptism do such great things? Well, first, because the goodness and loving kindness of God appeared among us in Jesus Christ, who came to gain all these things for you. He gained forgiveness of sins through his innocent suffering and death in our stead and for us. He overcame death and the devil. Because of him, you have God as your gracious Father, and because of him, you are his children. All that God, Christ has done and gained in his earthly ministry is given to you in baptism. This is the promise of the Word of God. And those who trust this promise have what this promise gives. Those who are baptized and don't trust this promise, they don't believe these words, well, they do not receive the benefits that baptism gives. They have rejected the new life. They have rejected all these gifts and have returned to the old life, becoming foolish again, disobedient, led astray. To them we say, return to your baptism. God's promise in baptism still stands. God is still there in his goodness and his loving kindness. He's still there for you, even though you turned away from him and against him. Repent and believe in this promise of your baptism, and then you will have all those treasures. And to those who are not baptized, we say that for them truly there is a new beginning. There is a life where sins are forgiven, a new life of obedience to God starts, a life full of forgiveness, free from the tyranny of the devil. Yes, there can be a new start. They can truly be different. Not because of what they have done, not because of some kind of a program, but because of what Christ has done and what Christ gives to them in baptism. So we tell them, come to baptism. Believe in what God wants to give to you. Christ's victory of death is yours. And so you, as an heir, will receive eternal life. So all of this is yours. And we invite everybody to come so that they share in these great treasures and call them, if they have strayed away or if they have never been baptized. Come to baptism. Come to be baptized, to be washed with the waters of regeneration. Receive those wonderful gifts that we receive out of God's mercy in this water and this word, in and with the water. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord. For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord. For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord. For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord. For those who labor, for those who work is difficult and dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord. For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and the dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord. Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, keep your family, the church, continually in the true faith, that relying on the hope of your heavenly grace, we may ever be defended by your mighty power. We may ever be defended through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We give thanks for your servant Silas, who preached the gospel alongside the apostles Peter and Paul. Continue to raise up heralds of your kingdom in our day, that the church may continue to proclaim the unsearchable riches of our Savior through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you,
my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ,
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.